This is Venice Ferguson with Coffee Talk. I have to question the thought process behind planning construction. When on holidays, the last week of August, a busy time to be on the highway because lots of people are on the road going somewhere before summer ends, we ran into an unbelievably long stretch of construction on the Trans-Canada. It was in the southwest, and I guesstimate 30 kilometers or more, down to 60 kilometers per hour. When I looked on the highway hotline to see how long it would last, this was about 10 clicks in. If my memory serves me, it said 49 kilometers for paving in the right-hand lane. Why in the world the Ministry of Highways didn't chunk that up so it was 10-kilometer stretches at a time is beyond me. And in Saskatoon, as anyone who has ever been trying to get somewhere when high school lets out, all main roads in the area turn into a mess. For instance, with Walter Murray and Holy Cross, Preston Avenue gets jammed up all the way to Circle South and 14th Street going north, especially with the four-way stop at Main. Now, the city did its big construction project at Taylor and Preston during the summer. Inconvenient, but nothing compared to what it could have been if school was in. But I have to question the decision-making of the powers that be, which scheduled link station construction for Preston and 14th and Preston and 108th, just as university students descend to head back to class. It's not logical. You know what they say about common sense? It's not that common.